This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let's listen to the last 10-minute block of Caleb Williams at the Play 60 event today in Detroit.
Nail salon, and you know, it's peaceful. It's something that not many people are doing also, but something I go to nail salon and I just sit down, I throw on my beats, I turn on a movie, I sit down and I'm chilling and not bothered by anything other than what I want to be bothered by. And then, you know, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I know what I am and who I like and what I like. And how I go about that, and when I look into the mirror, I know who I am, and so that's the simplest answer I can give you for that, and that's kind of how I go about it.
Your mom does nails, right?
My mom does nails. She doesn't do my nails. She doesn't have time for me, I guess.
You know? Is Barbie one of your favorite movies?
Barbie? No. One of my favorite movies is Spartan. The Spartans, though, 300.
So are you just Caleb, like a just Ken, or are you just Caleb? You know,
what'd you say?
Like, I'm just Ken, right? Are you just Caleb?
I'm just Caleb.
What do you like on your hot dogs?
My who?
What do you like on your hot dogs?
Have you ever had Ben's Chili Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. Fire. I say Ben's
not
Chili
big,
Bowl.
Like Chicago dog guy.
I don't even know. I don't know what Chicago dog is. I only know the pizza. I don't know.
Deep dish?
Deep dish. I love deep dish pizza though.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever tried Malort?
It's terrible. You don't want to try it.
What is that?
It's disgusting.
What is it?
It's a Chicago like alcoholic beverage.
No.
It tastes terrible.
No, I rarely ever indulge in any beverages like that.
Someone might buy you a shot of Malort. Just be prepared.
Like somebody tagged me about that. I did see that. No, I probably won't be trying it though.
Man, how do you feel about the wind?
All good. Cut through it. Yeah. What'd you say?
When did you first meet Shane Waldron? Did you know him previously to this freak?
Yeah, I met Shane. Jeez, you got me going back into history books.
From QB Collective?
Yeah, QB Collective, probably, I don't even know how many years ago that was. Probably eight years ago, 9 years ago, probably, something like that, whenever seventh grade was for me.
What's your sense of who he is and what his offense can do to accentuate what you do?
Yeah, I mean, you can see it with Geno Smith. You know, he got a large contract deal after balling out and doing his thing. And they only give those to people that, you know, are out there balling and doing their job on the football field. And so, shout out to Geno, but also, you know, Shane was there and was helping him and the whole offense and things like that. So, you know, you can be really good as long as you put in the work. And that's what it's going to take.
What are your thoughts on going to the NFC North? Obviously, a lot of excitement on the city. Lions good for the first time in a while. And here you come in their city, you know, going to the Chicago Bears. What are your thoughts on some of the rivalries and, you know, that NFC North? How excited are you to play some of these guys?
Yeah, if I was to go to the Bears and they were to select me, I would be able to go against one of my old teammates, Jordan, and kick his tail. I would love to have bragging rights over that. And then I get to go to play against Amon-Ra, which is one of my good friends also, and kick his tail. I just kicked his tail in bowling the other day. He hasn't talked to me since. But yeah, it'd just be fun to play anywhere, but you know, to be able to play versus some of those guys and, you know, be able to talk trash to them in whatever case may be, it'd be really fun for me.
What's the best rivalry you've been? I mean, you got the Mathic and Zaga, Oklahoma rivalry, you got some of the Pac-12 rivalry. What's the best rivalry game you feel like to this point that you've experienced?
Texas-Oklahoma. That was pretty sick. I'd say that one. That's probably one for me, number one. Yeah, that was pretty sick.
Caleb, it's like you got into this.
What about Notre Dame?
Notre Dame? At their place, they were rocking at their place. At our place, we were pretty packed out. It was a good game for both. I didn't play as well in the second one, as we know. Almost came back and won, but we that was a good game, good team, good rivalry. But Oklahoma, Texas still tops out.
Say you are pick number one. Who do you want to see the Bears take with their second top 10 pick?
If I was able to choose, and if I was pick number one of the Bears, I'd probably go Olufoshanu because I know he put his life on the line for me, protecting me. I'd probably go one of the top three wide receivers. Whoever's there at nine, you know,
you got into Cal and Coach Wilcox.
What'd you say?
Thoughts about playing Cal and Coach Wilcox.
Yeah, they did a great job versus us. It was fun. A bit more fun than I thought it was going to be going up there. Because I heard about all the you know, crowds not being there, things like that. Right. They did a pretty good job when we went up there. Y'all came out for me.
Caleb, who's the most famous contact in your phone?
Denzel Washington.
Oh, really? Who would you want playing you in a movie? Probably a little too old for you.
I don't know. He might do a good job.
Is there a story there?
Yeah. So there is a story. So Denzel, we went and had dinner one night at State 48. And I was actually not let in for a second. I just cut off my hair. I had a sweatsuit on. And so they halt me at the door. Denzel Washington comes up to the door, and he's also in a sweatsuit, and he pulls out movie Denzel. And so he goes off, and he goes off on the guy, and then we go sit back down. He goes back to regular Denzel. He's giving me wisdom and things like that, but it was one of the funniest times in my life because
You feel like Hoyt in training
day?
Yeah,
I feel like, yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
All right, so that was
selling a little. Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Caleb Williams. So, Dan, you're there. Denzel Washington?
I mean, it's just a subtle reminder of what realm we're about to go into, right? This guy who has been in LA, obviously been around that a little bit more than maybe we're used to. And yeah, like I don't have Denzel Washington in my phone. I don't think you have him in your phone. And so we're like this one, when I compare Caleb Williams to LeBron James, like this is part of it. He's been famous for a long time. He's been living in a place where he's been exposed to people that he probably otherwise wouldn't have been. And this is part of the existence that Chicago's about to be part of.
Well, what's also impressive about that is that he drops that story, drops that name, and still comes across as, I think, highly relatable, even likable. And, you know, you can envision people listening to him for the first time, or maybe they've heard him before because of that fame, and not being turned off by the fact that it was almost like, oh, by the way. It was like, oh, by the way, oh, yeah, I remember him. I have him in my phone, and then the story that follows. So overall, it's... There was like an easy interaction that you don't always get with athletes. You know, there's definitely a comfortability with the attention paid him. And so that's something to look forward to. Look, right. we were all, I don't think you were here yet, but like when Jay Cutler came to town, you know, we all have stories about our first interaction with the Jay Cutler rebuff. You know, everyone's got one of those stories. With Mitch, it was maybe a little bit, you liked him. He was humble, but he seemed very much like a guy that wasn't used to the spotlight. I think Justin Fields had his moments, but he certainly was maybe he stayed within himself more so. Certainly publicly, there was an uneasiness that was obvious. Caleb Williams is a star. He's a celebrity, and he's used to the fame, and he's used to that, and he seems to enjoy it.
And I think that's part of what the Bears have been attracted to is that he's lived in the spotlight. And so the spotlight won't be new to him. And he has had to develop a comfort of having his every move watched, of having his every action judged. Look, I've got a different impression of Caleb Williams than I had in January when we started down this process. I've said this a couple times this week that, you know, and again today, that you listen to him on the Pivot podcast, you stand around him for those 28 minutes this morning, and you're left with the idea that there's depth to this dude that is really easy to gravitate toward as opposed to gravitate away from. If you're trying to get to know a person from social media rumor or aggregated things of things they may have said or did, you get a very unclear picture of who the person is. When you get around a person for real, you can make those judgments. And my judgment leaving that Play 60 event today in downtown Detroit, David, was that it's not going to take Chicago very long to fall for this kid, right? Like there's going to be a segment of the population that's always resistant and they don't like their quarterbacks painting their nails and they just don't like some of the vibe he gives off. But I think the mass majority of Chicago Bears fans are going to watch him make a couple plays in week one of 2024 and listen to him to do a handful of interviews between now and then and go, yeah, let's do this. I'm all in. Let's see how far we can ride this.
Yeah, he could own the town from a sports perspective. And I think you can see why he's going to be extremely comfortable if he has the success many expect, and he's going to be able to handle it without much bother, frankly. The best thing I guess you can say about him, or maybe this is the best way to wrap this up today to connect our first thoughts with our last ones, he's so comfortable being famous that you could envision him starring in a Bears video about the next stadium. He's so comfortable in his own with his own personality and that fame that you could see him being like the guy that Kevin Warren points to and says, okay, Caleb, you have a speaking part now. And he would definitely pull it off.